In this week's episode, we're going to talk about expert content, the power of content marketing, and a guide to help you leverage your expertise. Welcome to You're the Marketing Department, the show for you, the CEOs, VPs, or solo marketers inside a growing organization. Whether it's your main task or just one hat you wear, we're here to provide tips, resources, and encouragement as you perform the impossible, leading an organization as a one-man or one-woman marketing department. As always, be sure to check out our website, newnorth.com/podcast, for information about today's show and some resources into marketing. My name's Jacob, and I'll be the host of today's show. I'm joined by Tobin. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jacob. How are you doing?
Not bad. You seem a little winded.
I am winded. Yes.
Why is that?
Well, we're trying to battle death by sitting down here at New North. So there was an article way back in Outdoor Magazine that talked about not only is it bad just to sit at the office, which is where you get all the standing desk trends and everything, but just the idea of being sedentary was bad. And so they gave a bunch of exercises. So I brought this up in the office one day, and then John, you know, from the podcast episodes, mentioned he saw that as well. And so we started doing body squats at the office. So today is what I like to call 500 Friday. And we're 200 body squats into the Friday already.
Every 30 minutes, 50.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. It's good. I think we're going to make it, but it's definitely been intense. What do you think so far, Jacob?
It's good. It's good. I think I'm getting old. My back hurts when I sit down for too long. So this gives kind of a break. Also, I heard standing desks aren't really that beneficial.
Yeah, we've had a standing desk here for at least over a year now, and it's fun, but I don't see a major improvement to my health.
I was overweight, and now I use a standing desk, 30 pounds.
Yeah, I'm not sure that really calculates, but it does does help if you just feel bored.
Yeah, it does give you a new line of
sight.
I'm sure
it does help.
Office.
Maybe you're more prone to actually walk around if you're standing up already.
Probably.
It's probably what it is. It's probably some kind of secondary benefit.
Fair enough. All right, so to the body of today's podcast. Yeah, I know.
Segue.
We're going to talk about why expertise matters in relation to content.
Yeah, excellent.
So, I mean, there are a lot to talk about here, but what do you think, Tobin?
Well, I think expert content really matters. I mean, this is kind of a core focus of our business here, and I think it should be for every consultant, technology business, anyone who really uses thinking as part of their leverage in the marketplace. So if I had to answer the question, why does expert content matter? I think there's three reasons. I think content matters, for one. Sharing that content matters. And then expertise matters. So let me start in with content matters. Content matters simply because of content marketing. So, you know, we don't want to go into a whole foray on content marketing here, but basically the benefits of content marketing really have to do with SEO in the main sense, in driving traffic to your site, either from search, either from backlinks, from relevant sources, driving traffic, things like that. Really, you're talking about search in terms of, well, what does content marketing bring to search? Well, from an analytics standpoint, content marketing is going to bring the number of pages up on your site because you're publishing blog posts. It's the fastest way to add pages to your site. The size of your site matters to Google. The number of keywords on your site, content marketing is going to help you with that, in addition to the relational keywords that are in your content. And also from an activity standpoint, I mean, Google will give you bumps based on how frequently you're posting new content. So if your site hasn't been updated in 6 months, it's very hard to maintain and slash or hold a search position. I mean, because Google's going to look at that activity. So just from a pure standpoint of SEO, the approach to content marketing matters for any business that's trying to stay in search and grow. And content marketing is basically the outpouring of an SEO strategy that works.
Yeah, so, I don't want to get into this question too much, but one of the biggest questions with content is how frequently you should post. I mean, we've briefly gone through it in previous podcasts, but real quick for those who missed it, how often should you post?
You would be well off to post at least weekly, but Google shows a significant bump after 3 posts a week. John's giving me the nod. John's the content expert here at New North, so he's giving us some good insight there. But just the more frequently you can. So if you're doing a one blog post a month, that's great. but that's not going to be significant enough to turn the tables on SEO for you. I mean, help you out in the long run. You know, that's only adding 12 pages a year at that pace. So just think about that. It's not when you've got sites like, you know, obviously this is way higher, but CNN, New York Times adding probably hundreds of pages a day. So, I mean, think about the differential there.
Now, that being said, I don't think just getting them out is enough. I think a lot of people feel that pressure to get one a week out. And next thing they know, they're squeezing an article out in 20 minutes and it's 200 words and says nothing.
Yeah, right. That's part of the depth of the content. But I think that comes into the next section too, which is really about sharing matters. And I know that touches a lot on what you do. So, I mean, we've got content now, Jacob, but why would sharing matter and expert content?
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you can create some killer content for your company. You can create it a lot, high volume, get a lot of new pages on your site. But just putting it up on the site is not going to help you at all. I mean, there's a couple SEO advantages you have there, but ideally, you want to get people to read it. And the best way to do that is to share it. There are many different ways you can do this, but the goal of sharing is to increase the top of the funnel. And right, so you're really feeding your sales funnel, your marketing funnel, however you want to go about it. And so just a quick couple of ways to do that. Social, real quick and easy. Post it up on your LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you're going to do. Put it on your channels. Ask people to give you your thoughts about it. Add a call to action there. See what people think. Get them to read it. That's one good way. Email. We've talked about this in a previous podcast. It's old fashioned, but it has some of the best ROI of any other digital channel. And so that's key there. Put it together a newsletter. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just get it out to your list. Get people reading. I know we found here this is super successful, and it's one of the best ways for us as well.
You may be the only marketer who's ever called email old-fashioned.
Well, it's not. It's old-fashioned because it's so old.
It's actually
walking is old-fashioned, but it's still something you got to do.
It's still email is the highest ROI of any digital channel, so it's the most effective digital channel we have. Old-fashioned compared to social,
in that sense.
But there's many marketers who don't even do email at this point.
Real quick, I was wondering, there's some unique ways you can go about it too. I think guest blogging is something that very few marketers do. It can be kind of almost scary to jump into. I mean, putting yourself out there, you almost feel vulnerable. I mean, when you work on content, it's a little part of you.
Right.
And so a lot of people are hesitant to take that step and share it with other people. But guest blogging is a great way to do this. I mean, if you have a good piece of content and you think it could help another company nearby, swap blogs or something like that.
Yeah, and that's huge from a backlink perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
So it has lots of ramifications in it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the gist of it. I mean, there are a lot of different ways to go about it. Those would be a good place to start, but the key here is remembering it's a two-way street. So try to get some communication. Social's one of the best ways to do that. Get some comments going. If you have a comment section on your blog, make sure to respond to that quickly. You want to get it going. That's a great way to make things viral if that's your goal. But going from there, you can only share content. You're only going to get people to share content if it's unique. Another mistake a lot of companies make is they'll just throw out a clone of 2 million other blog posts that have been made about some generic topic.
Right.
Tobin, I'll throw it back to you. What's the best way to make it unique?
Right. So this gets back to the idea of the kind of the genesis of this podcast. So we've talked about, you know, content marketing mattering, sharing that content, but there are probably 10 competitors right around the corner from you that are doing this same approach.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you make this approach work for you, meaning the business owner? The only way we've found to make this really work is by leveraging your own expertise, your own point of view into the content.
Mm-hmm.
As you just mentioned, I mean, you can pump out blog posts that are complete garbage at 10 a day. It's not going to help you in the long run. Sure, it might drive up some initial traffic, but it's not going to help you in the full funnel depth of what content marketing can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's just looking to find out, well, what is the best way to get an architectural plan done for a custom home or something like that? They might find that, yeah, you can make architectural plans. You're helping them with the initial part of their research. But what's going to make them choose you in the long run? Much of content marketing is focused on just driving traffic. And what we found at New North is this challenge of bringing in expertise to the angle, because you can drive traffic, but at the end of the day, you're just another driving traffic competitor. There's nothing that makes you stand out. Mm-hmm. That's where expertise comes in.
Now, part of what you're talking about is creating a niche where you are the expert of. I think a lot of companies, and I've heard this from some of my clients, is they're worried that they become too niche. And instead of writing a generic article that applies to a huge audience,
right,
They're worried that making that too specific narrows down your audience, which is going to narrow down to people that actually come to their site through the blogs. What do you say to those people?
Right. I think they need to take a step back and just evaluate the market. Mm-hmm. I mean, the reality is in the content marketing space, there's a balance of both. There's both the generic practice of content and there's the niching. If you want to really dominate a market, specifically being narrow and deep in mm-hmm. something, niching is the only way to go. I mean, you think of the bigger companies. I mean, everyone thinks of a GE of being this monster thing, but then you skip past someone like Uber. It just does one thing, right? Just mm-hmm. this kind of driving system. So how you niche in the market, I mean, you can be the very best consultant to power plants. We have a client of ours who is a manufacturer of secure animal deterrent fencing for power substations. It's a very niche market, and he's doing a great job in it. Yeah. I mean, he's just excelling well. So the fear of niching, I think, is a business development. It's a leadership issue, but I think it comes down to understanding your market, having expertise in it, and going forward. So in that same sense, you can't really niche until you can niche, until you have the expertise to do it. And I think what we find in most cases in this is that our clients actually have the expertise, but they don't want to necessarily commit to being in that space. Like being, mm-hmm. for example, being a lawyer who just does divorce, or a lawyer who just does business contract law or copyright law. That's a good example of a niche. There are just copyright law firms, but many small practices, 2-3 lawyers, don't want to niche because they feel like that would limit them in that pool. So I think there's a lot of other reasons to go down it, but I think what I find is most people actually have a great amount of knowledge. Mm-hmm. The companies we work with, tons of knowledge, and they don't think about putting that on the table when it comes to content marketing. They don't want to put their best thinking out there. It's like, well, what are they paying me for then?
Yeah.
And I think the adage that kind of helps me think about this is you write about it generally. Your thinking generally goes on paper. Your thinking specifically goes in an invoice is kind of a way to think about this. So if we're just putting out our thinking, that's one thing. But if we're going to think specifically for a client, so we may be the best architect for mountain homes. Mm-hmm. We could write all kinds of posts about the problems of mountain homes and rocks and trees and all kinds of things that go in that. It's still going to be reserved for when a client comes to us with a specific problem to take our thinking and apply it in. And that really has to do with the expertise that you have. Even if you are a plumber, good old plumber. I mean,
it's a classic.
You can write all kinds of things about plumbing, but until someone comes to you and says, I've got this problem, that's when your expertise comes alive, right? They want to see that you can do it. In our experience, the best justification of this is when we've had first initial contact calls with clients, or clients have had that, and they've basically reciprocated the thinking that, or the words, we like how you think. Mm-hmm. To imagine to have a client come to you and say, we like how you think, is the entire result of expert content marketing. So they can see how you think. They don't just see your content as fluff and trying to drive traffic, but they can actually see how you think, see how you work through problems, see how you address solutions, your kind of worldview on mm-hmm. what you do. And that needs to get in content. So I think most of our clients have that knowledge. They're a little afraid to use it. The marketplace is in deep desire for that knowledge. They want to hear it. They want to see what you've got. They want to hear your 35 years of experience in this field. Mm-hmm. They want to get it. And your point of view has a value, and really they're sitting on gold mines. And I think everyone listening to this podcast is probably sitting on probably $100,000 worth of contracts just in the knowledge they have, because they're not thinking about how they get it to the market to help them make those sales. And so expert content matters. It's the only way you make this whole content marketing differentiate, is to get the expertise out there. It's not every piece, but it's definitely some key pieces, what we call evergreen content, or kind of pinned content that's going to make you your clients come to that content as your final pieces, the kind of closing the deal content pieces.
Yeah. So yeah, I think what you're saying is exactly correct. I mean, I like when you said value, especially. I mean, that's what you're doing at the end of the day, is you want to get the value on paper. And so you have a lot in your head. You have $100,000, according to Tobin, of contracts in your head. And so let's get that on paper. And also, one thing we didn't mention yet is, while blogs are generally about getting the top of the funnel filled, you can't just fill it with random people. I mean, having a niche, having expert content there, that helps you fill it with people that could actually end up being a lead.
You can fill the funnel all day long with leads. I mean, traffic is easy to get, but it's the right kind of traffic that's going to filter through, and you have the right kind of content to work them through each stage of the inbound methodology, the attract, the convert, and the close. And without expert content, that closing part becomes super hard. Segment, we're gonna just jump into a resource for you guys to think about. And we typically don't do this, but we're going to do a little self-promotion in this podcast, so forgive us ahead of time. But to jump into expert content, we've created an ebook on our site called The Expert Ecosystem. And this book covers really all aspects of how expert content really fits out. So if you're interested in learning about this more and you think you've got expertise, and if you've been in industry 20 years and you want to leverage that for your lead generation, this book will definitely help you in that. So it's called The Expert Ecosystem. You can Google it or just go to our website, and it's in one of the ebook sections. It's going to talk about using expertise in your sales process as well as using expertise in marketing. It's going to help you understand positioning for your expertise. So as you develop that expertise, how you position yourself with it, how you build a whole marketing scheme and sales scheme, and really the trajectory of your company from that expertise. Really the outcomes of the ebook, it can help you get higher rates. I mean, one of the great advantages of being an expert in a particular field is you can charge more for it. People are going to value your thinking higher because you are an expert in that field. You're going to get better clients as well. So there's so many good things about having this expertise and this idea of picking a niche in your business and driving into it. This ebook will help you. It walks through all the different aspects of it. If you download the ebook, take a look at it. If you have any questions, you can always email us. Be happy to talk with you about defining that content, that niche more, and really growing your business. So yeah, there'll be a link in the show notes. You can go check it out. But if not, go to newnorth.com and look for the Expert Ecosystem ebook. I think it'd be a great resource for you if you're interested in developing expertise on your website.
Please do take a look at that, and that's it for today's show. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and leave a review. Also check us out on our LinkedIn group, You're the Marketing Department Podcast. And as Tobin said in the show notes, is the link to the Expert Ecosystem ebook, so take a look at that. Send us questions at podcast.com. Don't send us questions at podcast.com.
That's not our website at all. You can send us questions at podcast@newnorth.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Time for body squats.